With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting multiple deaths, including the shooter in a mass shooting in the Czech Republic. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Ambulances speeding across a bridge in downtown Prague following a mass shooting at a university. Authorities say an armed man opened fire in the philosophy department at Charles University, killing at least 15 people in one of the Czech Republic's worst mass shootings. Investigators say the shooter was a student at the university. The building faces a bridge across the river with a view of Prague Castle, the seat of the Czech presidency. Police gave no details about the victims or a possible motive, but the Czech interior minister says investigators do not suspect a link to any extremist ideology or group. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. says serious negotiations are taking place on a new Gaza truce, although prospects remain uncertain after Hamas's leader reportedly has rejected the idea of a temporary pause.
We're now told that the UN Security Council will try again to vote today on efforts to increase aid into Gaza after another delay at the request of the US, which is, of course, Israel's closest ally. Already what's happened is language has been watered down over the course of the week, so there's no longer a call for a cessation of hostilities, but instead for steps to be taken towards this, with a suspension of hostilities being asked for in order to allow what's termed safe and unhindered humanitarian access.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting. Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy days after being ordered to pay $148 million in a defamation lawsuit. The former New York mayor listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debts. On Wall Street, the Dow by 322 points, the Nasdaq rose 185. This is SRN News. Is the Catholic Church headed for a split?
The last time it fractured was over 500 years ago, and papal indulgences were the key issue. This time, it's homosexuality. Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to offer blessings for gay civil unions has enraged numerous conservative bishops around the globe. One of them, Tomas Peta of the Archdiocese of St. Mary in Kazakhstan, has forbidden his priests from blessing homosexual relationships and has publicly admonished the Pope by name for his decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney has appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked that the appeal be heard in the state's Second District Court of Appeals, where three of the four judges are conservative. The appeal was expected. This is SRN News. China's prospects for 2024 look uncertain. Correspondent Jeremy House has the details.
A year that opened free of COVID-19 lockdowns winds down without the dreamed-of robust recovery for the world's number two economy. To counter a U.S.-led world order, China's pushing alternative visions for global security and development, whose prospects depend partly on restoring its own economic vitality. Long-term fundamental challenges lie ahead. A falling birth rate, an aging population, and Beijing's rivalry with the U.S. over technology, Taiwan, and control of the high seas. Relations with the United States have warmed, but deep divisions remain. Jeremy House reporting.
Four Indian soldiers have been killed and three others wounded in an ambush by militants fighting against New Delhi's rule in disputed Kashmir. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.